Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. And don't forget to also access this show through our podcast at www.kxoradio.com. And today we have a special guest. And very dear to me, she has done so much to me. So it's we have Rosy Nava Bermudez. She is the founder and director and manager and
teacher
and
friend
and mother and I just co-worker and of the family treehouse.
Yes, good morning, Imperial Valley.
And like I said, is that, you know, before pre-Haley, my daughter, you know, I knew about the treehouse, but was not, you know, too familiarized. And but it's been such a great service for me and for my mom since she takes care of Haley when I'm here at work. And for so many other mothers and parents and dads and the kids and the children.
Yeah, we have a lot of dads now.
Yes.
You know, when we first started the treehouse, you know.
And it feels so good to see them there. I like it. I enjoy seeing the dads and playing with the kids and, you know, taking care, looking out. That's great.
Yeah, I love my job. I love getting up every morning, looking forward to going back to work every day. So,
well, let's tell us for our listeners who don't have or are maybe expectant parents or have little kids or are new to the valley or just, you know, just people in the community. Tell us about the family treehouse because a lot of people sometimes are not aware about the family treehouse.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of money for advertising, so it's one of those things where
this is free advertisement right now, right here.
Well, a lot of how we've grown is through word of mouth, like, mm-hmm. you know, say, for example, you as a mom and telling other moms and friends and family and abuelitas, you know, telling other abuelitas and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, you know, about 10 years ago, I started out the treehouse as this stay-at-home mom support kind of center, so that parents, grandparents who stayed at home with their children could actually access something other than television at their home. And our center is, we put it strategically in the center of the valley so that it would be equidistant from, say, Winter Haven and Nyland or Salton City or
Ocotillo,
yeah, Calexico. So we're kind of smack in the middle of the county and would love to have several of these throughout the county, but we're fortunate to right now keep a hold of just one in this mm-hmm. economic climate that we have. So the Family Treehouse started out as this social support network and where families could come and bring their children. And it was really hard to describe to the community because they had this sense of whether it was a daycare or perhaps maybe a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go out and have a birthday party versus I'm going to drop my kids off. And you kind of have to erase all of that from your mind and think about and almost imagine yourself in that situation where you're at home, maybe doing laundry or, you know, housework, cleaning, cooking, whatever. And your child, your small child, you know, under the age of six, who's not yet in school, mm-hmm. is sitting in front of a television or taking pots and pans out of your cupboards or taking laundry out of the washing machine or climbing into the dryer. Mm-hmm. All those different daily kinds of activities that you expect to see.
Especially when they're an only child.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and they, I don't want to say they lack, they just don't have that mm-hmm. opportunity to interact with other children their age, siblings. I know that my children are 9 years apart, mm-hmm. so I essentially have two only children. And so for my children, obviously for my first child, it would have been really beneficial to have her in a center like the Family Treehouse. And for my second child, he's actually been there since he was 4 days old, actually.
Wow.
And so I hired a nanny to come in, and gratefully I've had support from my mother-in-law and other people in my life who've actually come to the treehouse and taken care of my son there. He's now 8, And the fruits of my labor have been really, it's been really a treat to see how he did well in school and how he was able to interact with other children. Had he stayed at home those 5 years before kinder, he might have not had the skills to be able to function in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
so the family treehouse, we do a lot of social support still, but it's kind of evolved over 10 years into looking at children and how they develop and how we can at the Family Treehouse. My staff, the staff we have at the treehouse, as you know, is just high-quality staff.
You're great.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.